Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure to hang out with you on a regular basis, as in every day. How about that? Is that regular enough? Yeah, it's a dream come true for me, and I know you feel the same way. I get that a lot from you guys. You're going to be glad you hung out with me, too, because we got our buddy Lee Silver back on the show. Lee's one of the most creative guys I know, and he makes his living by doing that, by being so creative, and he's an award-winning author. He's written something under a couple of dozen books, which have sold something under a billion copies galactically. He's a trainer, he's a speaker, and he's our good friend. Lee Silver, welcome back to the show.
Hey, and you forgot the one thing, probably most important of all the listeners. I'm also a solopreneur, an entrepreneur.
Exactly.
Retail stores, I've done small business, big business, so that's why I love your show, because if I had had your show years ago, way back when I started my first two companies, well, they might still be here.
Right.
I'm kidding.
Well, no, it's something you know to think about, and I think what you're saying is that, you know, we all can use a little bit of help, can't we?
And we all need a sense of community. Sometimes as an entrepreneur, you wish, is anyone else going through this? Is this just me that's feeling this or experiencing this or struggling with this? So it's nice to be able to connect everyone so you could kind of get that sense that, hey, I'm not out here alone, and there's people out there that are willing to share their ideas and help me.
That's the reason why there really is much less reason why a small business should fail these days than it was, say, 20 years ago when we didn't have anybody to talk to. We didn't have the community capability, the technology to connect us. We didn't have the free resources that are available, or low-cost resources that are available. There weren't people coming out of the woodwork writing books about how to be successful in small business. We didn't have the incremental the tools like the accounting tools and the planning tools and all the other things. These days, if you want to be successful in a small business, you can do it, can't you?
And you know what I like about you? I don't know if your listeners know this, but whenever you have a guest on, at least for me anyway, you always take the time to chit-chat in between during the commercials. So you're the kind of guy that I think all entrepreneurs should strive to be, and that is, as much as it's about technology and how technology has helped us as small business owners in many ways, it's still about people and about talking to people as many as you can. I remember meeting Ken Blanchard, and he was telling me, you know, I get in a cab, and I ask the cabbie, how's business? What's going on?
Right.
You learn from talking to people about their experiences in business, and even if it's just you saying something about your business, it helps to get out there and spread the word about what you do, what you want to do, and listen to how other people are doing their business.
Well, there's no question about it, and those are good, really good thoughts, Lee. And I hope folks, I hope you'll take that to heart. And you know, you're talking about the community. It's so important that we realize that we don't have all the answers, that other people can help us. Maybe somebody's been, maybe they're only like 90 minutes ahead of you on some kind of something that they've just learned. You know, you might think of somebody and say, well, what do they know? They're no better off than me. They're no smarter than me. But you know what? Maybe they figured something out 90 minutes ago. And, you know, if you can talk to them. The biggest problem small business owners have had over the years, Lee, has been being afraid to admit that they don't know something.
That's so true. And, you know, some of the best resources that you can talk to, I mean, this is going to sound somewhat obvious, but your customers, your competitors, your reps, anyone, anybody that's in a similar situation or in your business, just talking about things and sharing ideas.
Right.
Especially if you're not, when I say your competitors, maybe they do something higher end, you're lower end, or you're high end, they're lower. And, you know, hey, I'm not really able to service this customer, can I send them to you, and vice versa.
Competition.
Like that. I mean, so you're talking to even, you know, sometimes companies, you know, it's a small business, but, you know, you job out certain things, you know, you're having some graphic designer do something. Ask them, hey, what are your other clients telling you about this business or that business? Or what do you think we should do differently? It's that being willing to ask the question and listen. A lot of entrepreneurs, they only listen to what they want to hear. You know, they know everything.
Right.
And so you have to be willing to hear what people are saying, not just talk to them, but listen.
You know, you were talking a minute ago about connecting with people and talking to them, as you were just saying. I still love quoting John Nesbitt, who almost 30 years ago in Megatrends said, and I'm paraphrasing just a tiny bit, he said, we will always have high tech, but we'll still want high touch.
So true. And you know,
those words, basically they guide me in everything I do now.
And I was thinking, you know, not every entrepreneur is an outgoing extrovert. And I'm the same way, believe it or not. I'm not the kind of person that just goes up to a stranger and says, this is what I do. So I made T-shirts with my logo on the front, and on the back it says, go ahead, ask me what I do. And I had a dozen of them made, and I wear them around town. And the people.
But see, you're in San Diego. You can get away with that in San Diego. In Peoria, that doesn't work in Peoria.
But I wear them in the airports all over the country, and people come up, wait, what do you do? And you know what? It starts the dialogue. And I've gotten clients that way. I've learned a lot of things I never would have learned otherwise. And just that interaction, you know, you're a people person. It's fantastic. But I would never go up to someone and say, hey, I'm Lee Silber, and I write books, and I help companies get more creative. So it was nice to have people coming up to me asking me what I do. So anyone out there, make your own T-shirts. Yeah. Say, kick me.
Right.
Help me.
He also, before the T-shirt, folks, he walked up and said, hi, I'm Lee. How do you like me so far?
Then I turned around.
Hey, Lee, let's talk about this wild idea. What's up with that?
Well, we're kind of talking about it. It's about none of us can do it alone, and so forming a small wild idea club. I mean, they've been called mastermind groups. They're called brainstorming sessions. But basically, it's forming a group of people. As we were saying earlier, a small business, get your vendor to meet with you, another someone else that you work with, and just get together once a month and in a safe environment say, hey, this is what I'm struggling with, or this is what I need help with, or how can I do this better? Do you have any ideas for my business? And then you act on those, because sometimes the best ideas are right there on your nose.
Are you talking about forming a mastermind group, like a mastermind group among with other business owners, or is this something that also you can do internally?
I think it's both. Yeah. I mean, the book is written a lot like a Ken Blanchard book. That's why I've been thinking about him a lot,
mm-hmm.
Like the 1 Minute Manager. So there's stories. It's a parable. There's parables in there. You like that?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a parable. One of them is about a small business guy who got fired, lost his job, started a pizza place, and he would go around talking to the other pizza places. He would invite his employees to share ideas. It's like the old suggestion box, but you could do it with Facebook. You could do it with social media.
Mm-hmm.
You could just get some people together over a game of golf and say,
right.
Hey, how can I make my business better, more profitable, more competitive, more, you know, whatever? And just having that thought that I need help and I'm willing and open to getting it.
Hold on to that thought, Lee. We're going to take a quick break, folks. 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Lee Silber. We're back. It's 23 after a little Fleetwood Mac bringing us back. That's Christy McVeigh on vocals there. And Lee Silber is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. If you want to check me out online, I'm at smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check that out and use it to your advantage. You can listen, you can read, you can ask questions, you can subscribe to my newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email. You can check out my blog, which we post on a regular basis, and lots of stuff there. You can also follow me on Twitter, at Jim Blassingame, so I hope you'll check that out. Lee Silber is the co-author, along with Andrew Chapman and Linda Krall, of the new book, The Wild Idea Club. He's written many other books, but this is the new one, right, Lee?
Yeah, I wrote a book, The Wild Idea Club just came out, but I wrote a book that came out in December called Rock to Riches, How to Build Your Business the Rock and Roll Way.
All right.
Because you're, you know, using Fleetwood Mac and Joe Cocker as your bumper music. I got stories for all those guys. You know, in a way, there's a lot of business lessons you can learn from rock stars.
Right, no question about it.
Maybe not life lessons, but business lessons.
I heard that, what's the guy's name with Aerosmith?
Steven Tyler?
Steven said, said he told his mother he wanted to be a rock star when he grew up, and she said, you can't do both.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Hey, give us your website and tell us how we can find you.
Sure. It's at leesilber.com, LeeSilber, leesilber.com. And it's got a lot of free stuff on there. I'd love to give things away. So
they can find your books there too, can't they?
Of course. Yeah, that's so, that's
check all that out, folks, at leesilber.com. We're talking about the Wild Idea Club, and so I like your idea of you know, we promote the idea of networking around here. We Business Network International is an organization I've been telling my audience about for a long time. The TAB boards, the CEOs get together, the Vistage groups who get together. You know, Rotary. I'm a member of Rotary Club. I'm a Rotarian, and on and on. But you're talking about a group that gets together and says, "What if we turn this cow upside down and paint it purple?"
Exactly, and the thing is, even if you do belong to the Rotary or Kiwanis or Lions or any organization in your industry, you know, your association, those are great for networking and building business and relationships. But what I'm talking about is getting a group together with the specific idea of coming up with ideas.
Right.
And you need that safe environment where anyone can say, look, this, I'm honestly struggling with this.
There are no bad ideas, as one of your chapters says.
Yeah, there shouldn't be any negativity. It's all positive. It's all about what's possible. And I know it sounds simple, but, you know, a lot of these times when people do get together and they say, let's throw out ideas, instantly there's negativity.
Mm-hmm.
Or the ideas come up and then nothing ever happens with them. You know, or they really aren't listened to and captured in the right way. So I figured, let's do a step-by-step approach to how to get the great ideas, capture them, implement them, and continue this process going. Even after you get one good idea, well, there's probably a lot more you can farm from this group of people,
right,
and that you can offer them as well. So I just feel that we as small business people need that kind of support, and we need ideas. That's what's
well,
going to drive
I'll
us
forward. I'll tell you why we need it more now than ever before, Lee, and I've written about this and I've talked about this. My audience has heard me say this before, and that is that I believe 2009 is the pivot year between how we used to do business and how we're going to do business. I think after 2009, we're gonna put all that behind us, and from 2010 forward, I think we're going to be entering a new era, and creativity will be essential.
And you know,
more than ever before.
A lot of us now are working as much or more than ever for the same or less money. And so, you know, we don't really carve out time for stuff like this. And this is the kind of thing that we will position you to succeed as things do turn around.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just all the time just trying to catch up, but not spending any time on forecasting, on the future, on where my business should be and can be, and at the same time using this idea club to help you to save money in the immediacy, so you can say, look, this is what I do. Got any ideas of how I can cut costs on this? And,
right,
you know, it's amazing just by just putting it out there how many great ideas come back to you. And sometimes we're just too close to our business to see what's so obvious to somebody else. So
what, let's do one of these internally. Let's talk about how we could build something, an idea club internally, a wild idea club inside the office. You know, most small businesses, the vast majority of small businesses have less than 10 employees, and so you could get the whole team, everybody under the roof in a group like that, or you could get three or four people, maybe your wackiest folks, the people who are really capable of wild ideas, but don't overlook other people. I mean, the people who don't say anything might have the best ideas. But what do you think about that, getting together and saying, okay guys, what if we turn this thing upside down and painted it purple?
Yeah, and the thing that might even work better, a lot of employees are afraid to say something if the owner is there. So allow them to form their own groups. You know, you'd be surprised.
And you're saying you don't, if you're the owner, you don't even show up at that meeting.
I don't think so. I think what you say is let's look. You guys come up. What bothers you? What is it? Something about this company that you would like to see changed? And instead of complaining about it, come to me with ideas on how to solve that problem. And you, being the owner, be willing to listen to those ideas and not take them personally, but say, yes, this is in the best interest of anyone. And then you say, this is the task you give your employees. Look, we want to find ideas that are good for you, good for me as the owner of the business or the business itself, good for the customers, and where those all intersect is where we can actually agree on making it happen. So that's part of it.
But
to keep it from
turning into a gripe session, just you have to say, don't just bring me a problem. If you bring a problem, you got to bring a solution.
And when you give them that task, and say, because it's so easy to complain about things, people just do it anyway.
Right.
But to say, okay, great. So what could we do about this?
Give us that website one more time.
LeeSilber.com.
Silber with a B, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out. All of his books are there. Hey, Lee, will you come back another day? We're looking forward to that.
Anytime.
Lee Silber, folks. He'll be back, I promise. Going to take a quick break. I'll be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
My desire, and I'll be at your side.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.